ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שיעור יהיה לעילוי נשמת my brother עזרא בן מרים, who passed away second day of ראש חודש אדר בית, which is exactly today. בעזר השם שיהיה נשמתו שרורה ושרור החיים, אמן. We have this week's parasha, parashat Pekudei. It's very rare that we're reading parashat Pekudei alone. Most of the years that we have Parashat Pekudei, either we have Parashat Para or Parashat HaChodesh, Parashat Shkalim. One of the four Parashiyot falls by Parashat Pekudei. I was looking back in the calendar and I saw the last time that we read Parashat Pekudei alone without any Parashah together, it was Tavshin Samech Gimel. It was exactly 13 years ago. So it's very rare that we're reading Parashat Pekudei alone. So we have more chance, you know, to speak about the parasha, because usually if there is any parasha with it, then most of the darshanim, they speak about the parashat HaChodesh, parashat Para, which is comes once a year, so it's more hashub to the people. But in this sense that this week we have only parashat Pekudei, so we have more time to spend on the parasha, Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach. I thought today to speak about one of the psukim that are mentioned in the parasha. Pasuk said, "Ve'ya'as et me'il ha'efod ma'aseh oreg kelil techelet." That the pasuk is telling us how Bnei Israel, how Bezalel, he made the me'il of the Kohen Gadol, which is the most visible garment that Kohen Gadol used to wear. It was made all of it kelil techelet. It was completely, it was made out of turquoise wool. That was kelil techelet, was made. And interesting that the pasuk tells us here, ויעשו עד שוליהם מעיל רמוני תכלת וארגמן ותולעת שנים מושזר. ויעשו פעמוני זהב טהור ויתנו את הפעמונים עד שוליהם מעיל סביב בתוך הרמונים. פעמון ורמון, פעמון ורמון עד שוליהם מעיל סביב לשרת כאשר צבא אדוני את משה. The Torah tells us about the מעיל of the Kohen Gadol. It has in the bottom, all the way in the bottom, it has like pa'amon ve'ramon, pa'amon ve'ramon. It has like a bell and a sort of pomegranate. It's made out of, Pasuk said, ve'asur monet techelet ve'argaman ve'tulat shani. It made a mixture of these three strings. They made something that looks like a pomegranate. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Pa'amon ve'ramon, pa'amon ve'ramon, and shulei me'il saviv. And I was looking back in Parashat Tetzaveh, where the Torah, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'asita et me'il ha'efod keli techelet. And over there, same thing. Pa'amon ve'ramon, pa'amon ve'ramon, ad shulei me'il sabib. Pa'amon zehav ve'ramon, says over there. Pa'amon zehav ve'ramon, pa'amon zehav ve'ramon, ad shulei me'il sabib. Ve'haya ala haron l'sharet. The pasuk tells us, what's the purpose of these pa'amonim, these bells, for what? Why does the Kohen Gadol need these bells? And just for the beauty of the me'il. What is it made for? Pasuk said, ve'haya ala haron l'sharet. Whenever Aharon HaKohen used to wear it, it has to be there. ונשמע קולו ובאוהל הקודש לפני אדוני ופציתו ולא ימות. It has to be on Aharon HaKohen. So anytime he goes inside the Haichal, Aharon HaKohen, you have to hear the pa'amonim. You shouldn't walk in, you know, without making any noise. That's why there's the pa'amonim. I saw here the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is מדייק on the pasuk over there in Parashat Tetzaveh. ונשמע קולו ובאוהל הקודש לפני אדוני ופציתו ולא ימות. Otherwise, if he does not have these bells, then Chas v'Shalom, Kohen Gadol hayav mita. It says here the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He says, "Nira she'im lo hayu lo pa'amonim shemashmi'im et hakol hayav mita l'shamayim." So we must understand the pasuk that says here "Velo yamut." The pasuk "Velo yamut" referring if the Kohen Gadol does not have these pa'amonim, these bells. If the me'il doesn't have the bells, the Kohen Gadol has hayav mita l'shamayim. שאם לא כן, דלא הייתה כוונתו אלא למחוסר בגדים, היה אומר ולא ימות אחר תשלום, אחר תשלום כל הבגדים, או לפחות אחר תשלום ארבעה בגדי כהן גדול, ולא באמצע, אלא ללמד על פירת בה, שחייב אפילו על הפעמונים. When the pasuk said ולא ימות, it's referring only if the מעיל does not have the פעמונים, כהן גדול זה חייב מיתה. You cannot tell me that the pasuk is telling us "Velo yamut" if the kohen is gonna work in the Beit HaMikdash without one of the four garments for kohen hadiot or one of the eight garments for kohen gadol. Pasuk is not referring about the begadim. So the pasuk is not talking about that. Because why? Because why the Torah wrote this sentence "Velo yamut" in the middle, right after the pa'amonim? We didn't finish discussing the begadim of kohen gadol. you have the later on. Pasuk later on discusses all the and verbnei Aharon ta'asich chutonot ve'asit lahi abnetim mugba'ot ta'asit lahim lechabol tefaret. Torah is still in the middle of the begadim. So how come here the pasuk says v'lo yamut? Ela here for sure we must understand the pasuk referring only if the me'il does not have the bells. It's hayav mita. Yeah, it's also basically what the Ramban he writes over here also. ומה שאמר למעלה ונשמע קולו בבאוהל הקודש ולא ימות, הוא על דעתי ביאור למצוות הפעמונים. כי מפני שאין בהם צורך בלבישה. He said, really, the bells, the פעמונים, there's no need for it on the mail. Why do you need the bells? ואין דרך הנכבדים לעשות להם כן. He said, no one, even if someone is חשוב, is a president, he doesn't have bells on his suit. Whatever, so how come the Kohen Gadol has to have bells? He said, it's not the norm. לכך אמר כי צווה בהם הקדוש ברוך הוא why do you command to put it on the Kohen Gadol's garment בעבור שישמע קולו בקודש ויכנס לפני אדוניו כאילו ברשות כי הבא בהיכל מלך פתאום חייב מיתה בתכסיסי מלכות כי איננה חשבירוש. It says here normally when someone's entering someone else's house he has to ring the bell. You ring the bell then you walk in. Here back then didn't have a bell. That's why the Kohen Gadol used to have bells all over. So it's as if, you know, as someone's knocking on the door, I'm walking in. Why? Because if the Kohen would enter the Heichal without any permission, then it's going to be Hayav Mita. Asher lo yikare, haddato le'amit. If the king did not call him, then Hayav Mita, why are you just walking in? It's not your house. How can you walk in? Ella, you have to take permission. So here the pa'amonim, the bells that the Kohen Gadol has, as if he's taking permission as if he's ringing the bell. Now you could walk in. That's here what the idea that Ramban tells us here. But obviously we have to understand what's so important about these bells, the pa'amonim and the ramonim, that's so important. If the Kohen does not have them, hayav mita. We have to understand what's hiding behind, what's the message behind the pa'amonim. And interesting that Ba'al HaTorim, he tells us here, פרשת תצווה והיה על אהרון לשרת ונשמע קולו בבאוהל הקודש. Said the word נשמע, it's written three times in the Tanakh. The first time it's written here that the Kohen Gadol, he has to wear the bells so should be heard. ונשמע קולו בבאוהל הקודש. Second time it says כל אשר דבר השם נעשה ונשמע. And the third time says by the מגילה. ונשמע פתגם המלך אשר יעשה בכל מלכותו כי רבה היא. What's the connection between all these three times that says the word Benishma'a? Behind the Amrinan, the Ba'al HaTorim explains here, במסכת מגילה דף גימל, אמר רבה, מקרא מגילה ותלמוד תורה, מקרא מגילה עדיף. That's what the Gemara brings down over there. מבטלים תלמוד תורה in order so you should go to hear the מגילה. Even if you're learning Torah בחבורה, you're learning Torah 100 people in the שיעור, the time of the מגילה came, you close all the books, you go hear the מגילה. Why? Pursuing the sets. It's very important. Not only this, Mekra Megillah Va'abuda, Mekra Megillah Adif. Even working in Beit HaMikdash. When the time comes to hear the Megillah, everyone has to go and hear the Megillah. The Gemara says over there, Megillah Daf Gimel, the Gemara says over there, Afilu Kohanim Va'abudatam, Ulviyim Bedukhanam, Be'Israel Be'ma'amadam, forget about everything, they go hear the Megillah. Behainu, Kol Asher Deber Hashem Na'aseh Benishma'a. דהיינו תלמוד תורה ועבודה דכתיב בה ונשמע קולו. Said by the עבודה, by Kohen working in the בית המקדש, it says ונשמע קולו ובאוהל הקודש. It says by him ונשמע קולו. And by the Torah, if someone's learning Torah, it also said כל אשר דבר השם נעשה ונשמע. What נשמע? That's learning Torah. So these both times that says נשמע, whether the time that says נשמע by קורבנות, by עבודה, whether the word says Venishma'a by Talmud Torah, these both times of Venishma'a, Batalin, these two times, for the third time that says Venishma'a, which is Venishma'a, Petgav Melech Asher Ya'aseh B'chol Melchuto, which is Mekra Megillah. So that's here what Ba'al HaTorim brings us here. Venishma'a Petgav Melech, V'anu Kirat HaMegillah. V'samach Ki Rabahi. The Pasuk, why Venishma'a Melech Asher Na'aseh Ki Rabahi? Alma Adi Adif Tefe. V'gam Rabaka Amar La. Gemara, also Rabbi said that's Sema, that Halakha, but they didn't Talmud Torah to hear Mekra Megillah. That's what Ba'al HaTorim connects all the three times says Venishma, but Be'ezer Hashem will try to understand it also differently. Be'ezer Hashem Tbarach. We all know the famous Gemara here in Masechet Menachot, דף כפתת עמוד ב', the Gemara tells us over here that when Moshe Rabbeinu he went up to Har Sinai to get the Luchot, it says here that he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting down and writing the Tagim on the letters of the Sefer Torah. We have certain letters in the Sefer Torah, Sha'at Nes Get, these seven letters. You need to put Tagim on top of it. You need to put three Tagim. Bedek Haya, you put one tag on top. So what are all these Tagim? What is it serving? So Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was writing all this Tagim. So he told him, Amar lefanav, Rabbono shel Olam, mi me'akeb al yadcha? What does mi me'akeb al yadcha? Rashi explains here, mi me'akeb al yadcha ma shekatabta she'ata sarich leosif od alehim k'tarim. So he said, who's bothering you? Why do you have trouble leaving the letters of the Sefer Torah as is without the Tagim? Why is it so important to write it again? Who's pushing you to write it again? What's so hashu about it? So Hashem answered him, Amar lo, Adam echad yesh she'atid liyot besof kama dorot ve'akiba ben Yosef shemo she'atid ledrosh al kol kos vekos tlin tlin shel halachot. Rabbi Akiba is going to come for every kots, for every kutso shel yud, for every tag, he has a lot of piles of drashot on each tag. So and you're telling me, mi me'akeb al yadi? That's Rabbi Akiba ben Yosef. He's the one who's going to be drash everything, a lot of drashot on it. That's why I have to put it. Then the Gemara continues here. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, show me who's Rabbi Akiba, her eni torato, her eni mitato, end of story. So that's what it says. You could look it up over there, menachot kafte. Just to understand this Gemara, we start Me'ezer Hashem also with the Gemara. They have in Gemara Masechet Hagiga, toward the end of Masechet Hagiga, Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Alef, mamash the last page, the Gemara tells us here that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amar Ish Lakish, Ein Ur Shel Gehenam Sholetet Beposh'ei Israel. Said Gehenam, even if someone who's Rasha from Israel, Gehenam is not going to affect him. Very strange. Said Kalba Homer B'Mizbah HaZahab. Said Kalba Homer. Why? وما مزبح الذهب شين علاف إلا كعوب دينار كما شنيم إن أور شولتت بو بوشعي إسرائيل شملئين مزبوط كرمون تختيب كفيلة حرمون ركتيخ أذكر ركتيخ إلى ركانين شباخ على حد كما في خما يسيد قال بحمر take a look مزبح الذهب that the Kohen Gadol used to put the Ketoret on. What's the thickness of the gold that they have? The مزبح الذهب was made out of wood. It was covered with the gold. What's the thickness? Said ki'ubi dinar, thickness of a dinar, of the coin, but very thin. And how many years they were burning coals on top of it, all the ketoret, all burning coals on top of it. Nothing happened to it. So if the mizbeh hazahav has only very thin layer of gold, all the fires coming on top of it, for so many years Beit HaMikdash, how many years Beit HaMikdash stood? You have the interesting remez Hatam Sofer brings down Torat Moshe. Said Elef Fikudei Ham Mishkan Mishkan Ha'idut. He brings down the Elef Fikudei Ham Mishkan. What's the gematria of Ham Mishkan? Ham Mishkan is gematria 415 with the five letters of the word Ham Mishkan, 420. That's keneged the second Beit Hamikdash that stood up for 420 years. That's Elef Fikudei Ham Mishkan. Then it says Mishkan Ha'idut. It says Mishkan. What's the gematria of Mishkan? 410. That's connected the first Beit HaMikdash stood up 410. Then he said, Ha'idut. What's the gematria of Ha'idut? Ha'idut says, Haser Vav. Ha'idat, as if it says, gematria, Taf Ayin Tet. What is it? 479. So it's Ha'idut. Kemisper Shanim She'amad Mishkan Ad Binyan Abayit. 479 years from the time they built the Mishkan until Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beit HaMikdash. Why? Because Hakim said, the Pasuk said by Shlomo HaMelech says that he built the Beit HaMikdash 480 years, but when did they build the Mishkan? The second year. Mahorat Yom Kippurim commanded to bring the donation for the Mishkan. So it stood up for 479 years. That's the time that the Mishkan was up from the time it was built until Shlomo HaMelech built Beit HaMikdash. So all these things, he said, the Bar Pele, he says, it's the Hatam Sofer, all these, the years of the Mishkan, from the time the Mishkan was built until the first Beit HaMikdash was built, and how long the first Beit HaMikdash stood up, and how long the second Beit HaMikdash, all of these are mentioned in the first Pasuk. Ele fekudei ham Mishkan, Mishkan ha'idu. I said, so now we'll go back here to our Gemara. I said, how many years Beit HaMikdash stood up? 410 years, the first one. Second one, 420 years. And a very thin layer of gold. Nothing happened to it. All the coals burning on top of it, nothing happened to it. Poshei Israel begufan, that they are filled with mitzvot like a pomegranate. Mele'im mitzvot karamon am Israel. Even Poshei Israel. So, of course, the Gehinnam is not going to have any effect on them. Why? Because if the very thin layer of gold, take a look how many years the coal's burning on it, nothing happened. Because she came, Poshei Israel. The Pasuk said, Kefila haramon rakatech. Even those that they are empty from the mitzvot, they still are filled with the mitzvot like a ramon. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's the Kalva Hamar Trish Lakish tells us here. The Farshim, they ask, said, why does he call the rekanim of Am Israel, those that they are not tzaddikim, the reshaim, he calls them kefela haramon rakatech. The pasuk referring to them kefela haramon, must be la haramon. He split the pomegranate in half. These are the Poshei Israel. If the Pasuk said, he said, Mele'im zvot la karamon. So why the Pasuk said, Kefela haramon rakatech? If he's Doresh, how do you get it from the Pasuk? The Pasuk said, Kefela haramon rakatech. The rekanim shibach, they have half a pomegranate. Rish Lakish said, no, they're filled like a pomegranate. It doesn't say this in the Pasuk. The Pasuk said, Kefela haramon rakatech. How do you get it from the Pasuk? That's also we have to understand. And we all know the famous Gemara, also on Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara says over there, the Daf Petet at La'atid Labo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is going to come to Abraham Abinu, is going to tell him, Abraham Abinu, Banecha Hatu, Am Israel did a lot of Habirot. What should I do with them? Then Abraham Abinu is going to tell him, Hatu, Yimachu al Kedushat Shemecha. Kill them. No problem. I don't want Banim Mashhitim. Kill them, take care of them. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, coming to Abraham Abinu, is not Melamed Zichut on Am Israel. He left him, he went to Yaakov. He said, maybe Yaakov, maybe Abraham is an old guy. He doesn't have patience, you know, for people doing Abirot. Let me go to Yaakov. Yaakov Abinu has 12 tribes, 12 Shebatim he had. And he had Tsar Gedul Banim. And he worked so much with his kids. For sure it's going to be Melamed Zichut on them. So he came to Yaakov, he told him, Banecha Hatu. He told him, Yimachu al Kedushat Shemecha, kill them. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what's going on here? He went to Yitzhak and told him, Yitzhak, Banecha Hatu, your kids did Avonot. Then Yitzhak is going to tell Rabbanu Shel Olam, now when they're doing Abirot, you're calling them my kids? Whenever they are good kids, he said, Beni Bechori Israel. He called them Beni Bechori. They are my kids. When they are good, you call them your kids. When they are bad, you call them my kids. So at least you should say, our kids did Avonot. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw there's whom to talk to. There's Yitzhak Abinu. He's willing to negotiate about Am Israel. Then he was Melamed Zichut. How many years a person lives? 70 years. Take off the first 20. Take off 25 of them for the night time. Take off 12 and a half. Ma'achal, Umishten, Beta Kesel. And only left from the 70 years, left only 12 and a half years. So forgive them on 12 and a half years. That's Bekitzur, what the Gemara said over there. Obvious question. Well, then Farshim, they asked, said, I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham, he came to Yaakov. And both of them, they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimachu al Kedushat Shemecha, kill them. How could Abraham and Yaakov say such a thing? Yimachu al Kedushat Shemecha? Chaura, something is wrong. How could they say such a thing? The Am Israel, they did Avonot. At least they should tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, maybe, you know, they have Yesarara. They have to pray for them. That's a prayer. All the Avot HaKadoshim. Without the prayers of the Avot HaKadoshim, the world would never stand. Zohar HaKadosh said, never stand, not even 1 hour. So how come here the Avot HaKadoshim, La'atid Labo, they're going to say, forgive them. Forget about them. Kill them. Chaurat, it needs a little bit of explanation. I saw here in Ben Yehoyada, he brings down here, he quotes from Maran Ahida. He says here, ואחרי זה בא לידי ספר מרית העין לגאון אחידה, we have מרית העין, but I'm reading from here, not from the בן יהוידע, הוא פירש שם בשם הגאון רבי חיים בן עטר, he explains from the אור החיים הקדוש, דקיימה לן פתחו כולם לחובה זכאי, וקיימה לן המלמד חובה יכול לחזור בו ללמד זכות, אבל לא להפך. He says the Gemara, we have a Gemara מסכת סנהדרין, that if a person he came to בית דין, and Beit Din, they're judging him if it's Hayab Mita or not. And if all the Beit Din, they decided that that person is Hayab Mita, Halakha says, you do not kill him. If there's no machloka between the Dayanim, all of them that said Hayab Mita, you don't kill him. Why? Because the Pasuk said Vehitzilu Ha'ida. You have to have Aida Matzila Ve'ida Mechayebet. You have to have someone to be Melamed Zechut on him. If all of them, none of them is Melamed Zechut, the person is Patur. It's not Hayab Mita. That's what it says in the Gemara. All what it says, Ahare Rabim Lehatot, that if you have machloket, you follow the majority, and then you kill him, you kill the person. But if all of them, 71 day anim, all of them, they said Hayab Mita is Patur. Or 23 day anim, they said Hayab Mita is Patur. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's introduction number one. Introduction number two, he says, if someone of the Dayanim, in the beginning he said, this guy is Hayab Mita. But after he heard the other Dayanim, what they have to say about him, he wants to change his mind. He said, no, in the beginning I said this Hayab Mita. Now I change my mind. Now I see that maybe he is not Hayab Mita. Could he change his mind or no? The Gemara said, if in the beginning he said Hayab Mita, then to change from Chuba Lizchut, it's okay. But the opposite, no. If in the beginning he said, this guy is Patur, then he changes mind to say he's Hayab, then we don't accept it. We accept it the first time that he said this is Patur, Patur. But if in the beginning he said it's Hayab, then he wants to switch it to say this is Patur, you do accept it. Now, best keep these two introductions in mind. Now we'll continue here. He says here, ולכן אברהם אבינו חש בן יצחק שהוא גיבורה ילמד חובה, וגם יעקב יטה אליו ללמד חובה, ואז לא יועילו דבריו אם ילמד זכות, כי הם רבים. לכך למד חובה תחלה, שאם יראה שניהם למדו חובה, אז יישארו בשלו, ויהיו מוצלין מדין, פתחו כולם לחובה, זה יצא זכאי. ואם יראה שלמדו זכות, אז הוא יכול לחזור בו ולמד זכות כמותם. He said, Abraham Avinu, when Hashem came to him, Abraham Avinu was scared that for sure Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to judge Am Israel based on what Abraham alone is going to say. Mistama, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask also Yitzhak and Yaakov. So Abraham, he was scared, maybe since that Yitzhak is Medata Gibura, maybe Yitzhak is going to be Melamed Chuba on Am Israel. And who knows, maybe Yaakov is going to follow him also to be Melamed Chuba. So if Abraham's going to say is Patur, they're not Hayab Mita, then he have two against him because he doesn't know what Yaakov and Ishaq are going to say. He's going to have two against him, then Am Israel is going to be Hayabim based on Yaakov and Ishaq. But now that he said that they are Hayabim, now he said, anyways, he's saving Am Israel. If Ishaq and Yaakov are going to say that they are Hayabim, he also said that Am Israel are Hayabim, and all the three about they said Am Israel Hayabim, then become Peturim. That's halacha. And if Yaakov and Yitzhak, one of them is going to say Hayab, one of them is going to say Patur, then Abraham is going to change his mind to say that he's Patur. Then you have two against one that they are Peturim. So Man of Shach is going to be Poter to Am Israel. The same story happened with Yaakov Abinu. Why? Because Yaakov Abinu, Hashem came to him before he asked Yitzhak. From after Abraham, Hashem came straight to Yaakov. Yaakov, he was also scared. If Abraham lemed lechuba, mistama, maybe Ishaq is also going to be lemed chuba, and if he's going to be Yaakov, is going to say that Am Israel are peturim, he's going to have two against him. So that's why he said that are hayabim. Said man of shach, same idea, same exact idea. That's what he says over here. He said behu yishub nachon. What Ben Ishai says that what Marana Hayda, he quotes from Rabbi Chaim Ben Attar, said that a very nice explanation. That this is the right explanation. That's why Abraham and Yaakov, they said in the beginning that they are Hayabim. Am Israel, they are Hayabim. Why? Because based on this, anyways, now they took the safe side. Anyways, Am Israel is going to be Peturim. Why? Because just what we explained. That means even when Abraham and Yaakov, they said that Am Israel, they are Hayabim, Mitaim, Mahor, Kedushat Shemecha, still their kavanas to be Melamed Zechut on Am Israel. Not to be Mehayab Am Israel, Hasu Shalom. Because it cannot be Abraham and Yaakov. Yaakov b'chilul ha'avot is melamed chuba on Am Israel. Doesn't make sense. Ella for sure, that's the right pirush. That's what he says. But I also Mefarshim explain, they said that really Am Israel, when they do abirot, we spoke last week, we said when a person does abira, really he's not the person who's doing the abira. As Yisr Ara, Seor Shibba'asa, Veshavud Malchiyot, who's the Shem'akib. Really Am Israel, in their inner part, in their heart, is still with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They never left the Kadosh Baruch Hu. All the Avirot that they do, they're only from the outside. Why? Because they have Yisr Ara. Yisr Ara is Me'akib. Shavud Malchiyot, Yisr Ara is Me'akib. But really, Am Israel, They're with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the proof that Am Israel that they are with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's the proof? Because that's what both Abraham and Yaakov said in Mahu al Kedushat Shemecha. Why? Because he said when it comes that Am Israel, Umot HaOlam, they're gonna make Am Israel suffer to make them leave the Torah, then you see a lot of people from Am Israel, even the Peshutim from Am Israel, simple people, they're willing to die al Kedush Hashem. Why they willing to die al Kedush Hashem? Because really in their inside, in their heart, they're still so much connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about it in length last week. That's the idea that Am Israel, all the Avirot that they do, they're only on the outside. But in their inner parts, Am Israel, they're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We never left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the times with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why when Umot HaOlam, they force Am Israel to leave the Torah, many of Am Israel, they're willing to die al Kedush Hashem. That's what the Avot, Abraham and Yaakov, they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're telling us that Banecha Hatu, Am Israel did Avirot. He's telling that Am Israel did Avirot. Did they do the Avirot? Yes, Arara, Shavud Malchiyot. He's the one that they're pushing them to do the Avirot. They're not, it's not Am Israel. And the proof that it's not Am Israel, because take a look, Am Israel, they're willing to die al Kedushat Shemecha. And you tell me, Banecha Hatu? That means even Abraham and Yaakov, when they said, Imahu al Kedushat Shemecha, they didn't mean that they killed them, Hasb Shalom. They said, no, Am Israel, even that you're saying that they did Abirot, they're not doing Abirot to make you angry, Hasb Shalom. And the proof for this, you see them many times. They are nemhim al kedushat shemecha. They're dying al kedushat shemecha. And you're telling me Am Israel did Avirot? No, you should forgive them. But based on this, we have to explain that when Yitzhak, he said, Kama shanim, a person who was melamed zechut, sounds like an Am Israel. It means he wants to tell them that Am Israel, they never did any Avirot at all. Abraham and Yaakov, they told him, right, they did Avirot, but that's on the outside. But their heart is still with you, Rabbanu Shel Olam. And the proof that they are dying, Al Kedushat Shemecha. So that's what the Hakim, they explain it in this way. That really, all of them, they are melemnim zechut on Am Israel. Also Abraham and Yaakov, they're both melemnim zechut on Am Israel, not only Yitzhak. All the Avot HaKedushim, they're saying that Am Israel, they're kulam ahubim, kulam berurim, kulam kedushim. That's all Am Israel. But how do you get that Am Israel, they're willing to die al Kedush Hashem? That's only when Umot HaOlam, they pressure them, they make them suffer, they make them go against the Torah, they force them to go against the Torah, and Am Israel, they stand, Am Kishi'orif, the Gemara calls them in Masechet Betzah, Am Shlosha Azin Hain, the Gemara said, Israel Ba'umot. Israel, Am Kishi'orif. Why? Because the Am Israel were stubborn, we never leave a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're with the Kadosh Baruch Hu all the way. L'chayim ve'lamavet. We're with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even if Umot HaOlam, Hasb Shalom, they're forcing Am Israel to leave the Torah, they're pressuring them, they're putting gezerot on them. You see many of Am Israel, they don't listen to the gezerot of Umot HaOlam. They're still keeping the Torah and they're willing to die al Kedush Hashem. Many people, they died only because they are Yehudim, they are Jews. Many times Umot HaOlam, they would tell them, come join us. Join the Umot HaOlam and they give you all the kabod. To Am Israel, they never leave the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're always with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even when Umot HaOlam is making us, Hasb Shalom, suffering and everything, we're still with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rish Lakish said, Kefela harmon rakatech. Really, Am Israel, they are all of them meleim mezvot karmon. The abirot that they do, they're only from the outside, like the shell. Like the shell of the pomegranate, the peel of the pomegranate, that's on the outside, but really on the inside, they're all of them filled with mitzvot like a pomegranate. So why the Pasuk calls it kefela harmon rakatech, only half of it? He said, no, Pasuk is not saying that Am Israel, they're only half a pomegranate. He said, no, when do you see that Am Israel, they are full of mitzvot? Only when you crush them, when you pressure them, that's when you see that they're all full of mitzvot like Ramon. The Pasuk is not saying that Am Israel, they have half a Ramon, Hasb Shalom. No. Am Israel, like Rish Lakish said, Meleim Mizvot like a Ramon. But when do you see this? The time that you see this, only when you crush it, when you cut it in half, that's when you see it. That's when Umot HaOlam, the Hasb Shalom, they force Israel to leave the Torah, then you see that really Am Israel, they're following the Mizvot of the Torah 100%, like a Ramon. That's what Hakim tell us. But we could also explain that Am Israel, even those that they do not learn Torah, even Poshei Israel, they still, even though they do not learn Torah, but still they support those who sit down and learn Torah. So since that, they do not have the time to sit down and learn Torah. They're busy with the business, al Torah ve al Abuda. The person, many people, they're busy al Mahya ve al Kalkala. They have to get, you know, parnasa. Many people, they go to work. They don't have time to sit down and learn Torah. But many of Am Israel, they do, even those that do not learn Torah themselves, they are like empty. Rekanim Shibach, even a Rekanim Shibach, what does mean Rekanim? They're empty from Torah. Still, they support those who sit down and learn Torah. And that's why both of them, they get the reward. Like Yisachar and Zebulun. Semach Zebulun b'siticha, why? Ki Yisachar b'ohalecha. Why should you happy when you go to business? Why? Because the Pasuk said, because Yisachar is b'ohalecha and you are supporting Yisachar. So even you, Zebulun, if you're going to business, you should also be happy. Why? Because you're sharing the mitzvot, you're sharing the Torah that Yisachar is learning. And here also we have an interesting pirush. Torah Moshe, Hatam Sofer, it tells us here, the fresh Yotet Amud Bet, says here, the Beit Ha'elef, Ushba' Ha'meot, V'chamisha V'sheb'im, Asa Vavim La'amudim. The Torah tells us here that when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving all the details to Am Israel, what did he do with the gold, what did he do with the silver, what did he do with everything? And the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Beit Ha'elef, Ushba' Ha'meot, V'chamisha V'sheb'im, Asa Vavim La'amudim. The Gemara brings down that these 1,775 silver coins that the Pasuk is talking about, so Moshe Rabbeinu, he forgot what he did with this money. He forgot. He put a lot of money in the Mishkan, gold he put here, the silver he put there. He forgot what they do with it. And the Gemara said, until Yatza Bat Kol from the Shamayim and says, Ve'et ha'elef, Rishba'a ha'meot, ha'mishav ha'sheb'im, Asa vavim la'amudim. It doesn't say, Asiti vavim la'amudim. Asa vavim la'amudim. Bat Kol came from the Shamayim and said, since that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot what he did with this money, but Kol came and says that's what he did with the money. That's a simple understanding of the pasuk. He says here the Torah Moshe, Hatam Sofer, Yadu Amashi Amru Hazal Shaya Nishkah Moshe Mashi Asami Otam Shkalim Ad Shamda Vavkin Gdo Vinzhar Vinzkar Shehim Vavim La'amudim. That's also the film Midrash. He saw the Vavim standing next to him. Then he remembered. Minashamayim. They showed him the Vavim, Vavim Amudim, it stood right next to him, next to his face, and then he remembered, Asa Vavim La'amudim, I see it now. V'anyan, the idea behind it, Ki shurshan shel Israel, shishim rabbo neshamot, ki neged otiyot ha-Torah. You said, Am Israel, we have 600,000 neshamot of Am Israel, and ki neged each neshama, we have one letter in the Torah. Why? Because Israel is Rashi Tibot, what's the Rashi Tibot of Israel? Yesh shishim rabbo otiyot la-Torah. You have 600,000 letters of the Torah, and Kenegdan, Karat Hashemu Israel Vishurun. Yeshurun is Rashet Ebot, Yesh Shishim Rabo Neshamot. 600,000 Neshamot of Am Israel. Each Neshama connected with one letter of the Torah. Vehu Yadua said it's known, everyone knows it. Vehne Lechol Echad Chalko Batorah Lemala. Every person is connected. Each neshama is connected with one letter of the Torah. Umnam, yesh notarim shenishmotehem klipat noga hasmucha lakdusha velahem en lahem chelek batorah velot mishishim rabo otiyot. Said, but there are those of Am Israel that their neshama is not connected with neither any of these 600,000 letters. So how come they're surviving? Umukol makom yesh lahem takana bemehne letalmidei hachayim nechasav. Why they're surviving? Because they're supporting Talmidei Chachamim. Al derech simach zebulun betzaticha. Demeneh umeneh mistayam elita. From Yisachar and from Zebulun, Baruch Hashem, we have people sitting down learning Torah. Because Yisachar, he cannot learn Torah alone. He needs to eat. Amen. Kemah in Torah. And Zebulun, he cannot go to business without Torah. He needs to learn Torah. Im lo beriti yom hakot shemayim ba'aretz lo samti. He needs to learn Torah. Between both of them, Yisachar and Zebulun, Baruch Hashem, we have those who sitting down learning Torah, those who go to work and support them. Minnehu minnehem stay amelita, she'al yedeh ha'am ha'aretz ha'osek, but ha'osek b'melacha, talmid hacham, osek b'torah. Minnehi asa tzadik yisod olam. Ve'elu hem ha'elef ushba'a me'ot, shehem yeterim al shishim rabo, lo yada Moshe nemtzu lahem takana, ad she'asa mahem vavim la'amudim, she'ittalu bahem amudei olam. Said, these are the 1,775 neshamot of Am Israel that they're not connected with any of the Torah letters, And Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering, how could they survive if they're not connected with the Torah? Kayetz Chaim Hila Mahazikimba, they're not connected with the Torah. They're not attached to the Torah. They don't have any letter for them. Until Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what are we going to do for them? We're going to make them Vavim La'amudim. What's a Vav? Vav in Lashon HaKodesh, Vav like a hook. He hangs something on top of it. You know, he hangs something on it. You have a bag, you hang it on it. You know, also a similar idea. Those neshamot, they're hanging. That means they're holding those who are sitting down learning Torah. Since that they're supporting those who are learning Torah, they also have takana. That's what here Nachatam Sofer tells us. And that's the idea that Rabbi Akiva, we said in the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva says, Mimi Akiva aladcha Moshe Rabbeinu asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, why do you need this tagim on top of the Sha'atnes gates? Why do you need all this tagim? So what's wrong without the tagim? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Atid Akiva ben Yosef, after a few generations gonna come, it's gonna be Duresh Teletilin Shel Halachot. On this Vavim, said so the tagim, really, if you look at the Eretz in the Sefer Torah, each tag looks like a Vav. Small Vav on top of the letter. It looks like small Vav. These are the Vavim. What happened with the Vavim? Hatam Sofer said, the Vavim, they're holding and supporting those who sit down learning Torah. And really, the tagim, they're not part of the letter. The letter has no connection with the tagim on top of it. They're only connected to it. The letter kibyachol is hanging on it. That's to teach us that even those, that's what Rabbi Akiva was doresh, even those who are not learning Torah, if they're going to work, if they're supporting those who are learning Torah, they're also the being part of Am Yisrael, they also have takana for them. But we could explain also differently by Rashi and Barach. We all know that the machloket between Rashi and the Ramban about the pa'amunim that we spoke about before, pa'amunim and rumunim, they have the bell and the pomegranate. According to Rashi, Rashi says that the pa'amunim and the rumunim, they're next to each other. There's on the me'il of the Kohen Gadol, you see on the bottom, you see one pomegranate made out of techelet ergamam v'tulat shani. Next to it, you see bell. Then you see pomegranate, then you see bell, pomegranate and bell. That's what here Rashi tells us clearly in Parashat Tetzaveh. Rashi said it clearly, that's what it is. Ken betucham sabib, what the pasuk said over there is the chaurat against Rashi. Pasuk said, ufa'amune zahab betucham sabib. The pa'amunim, the bells, they have to be inside the pomegranate. What do I mean inside? Rashi said, betucham sabib, benehem sabib. Ben shne ramonim pa'amun. Pa'amun echad dabuk vitalui bishulem me'il. Pa'amun zahab v'ramon, pa'amun zahab v'ramon, pa'amun zahab v'ramon utzlo. So she says clearly, you have a bell and a pomegranate. Bell and pomegranate, that's what it is. The Ramban is holik over there. The Ramban said, no, doesn't make sense. The Pasuk said, betoch harmoni, they made it inside the harmoni. So Kaura, that's the Ramban explained, said, you have the bell, you have the bell, where's the bell sitting? The bell said, sitting, the base of the bell is the pomegranate. They made the pomegranate, and right in the bottom of it, they made like a bell made out of gold. Attached to it on the bottom. That's what Ramban explains. He said they're all connected to each other. What does it mean? They're all the bells that are attached to the pomegranate, and the pomegranate is attached to the ma'il, and that's how each and every one of the pa'amunim, they are like this. And the Hakim tell us you have 72 bells. They're sitting around the ma'il of the Kohen Gadol, Gematria Hesed. We'll see soon Be'ezrat Hashem. But this is the idea. So that's what according to Ramban. According to Rashi, you have a bell and pomegranate, bell and pomegranate. According to Ramban, he said, no, you have pomegranate and bell all the way in the bottom attached to it. Pomegranate, bell attached to it, 72 like this. That's according to Ramban. Mahloket. And we all know that the Gemara tells us, Masechet Arachin, Daftet Zayin. The Gemara says over there, each and every beged that the Kohen Gadol used to wear, it was mechaper on something. Each of the begadim that he used to wear, 8 begadim Kohen Gadol, each of them is mechaper on something else. The Gemara says, we'll get to our point. The Gemara says, me'il, that we're talking about over here, the me'il of the Kohen Gadol, mechaper al Lashon Hara. That's kapara for Lashon Hara. Why? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, yabo dabar shebakol v'chaper al ma'aseh hakol. Since that we said the ma'il, when the Kohen Gadol used to wear it, used to make noise, b'sito l'kodesh, b'bo'o l'kodesh, u'b'sito v'lo yamut, that used to make noise when it's going in and out, that used to make noise. And also the person who speaks Lashon Hara is making a lot of noise, speaking Lashon Hara. Yavo ma'aseh shebakol, to be mechaper on ma'aseh shebakol, the me'il with the bells is mechaper on ba'ar Lashon Hara. That's what it says here in the Gemara. And the Gemara before the Tet Vav Amud Bet, the Gemara says here also that Bema'araba used to say, Lishna telita'e, katil telita'e. Said Lashon Hara, the Torah, the Gemara calls him here Lashon Hara, Lashon telita'e. Why is it called Lashon telita'e? So you have here the Tosafot, they explain, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, הקיפה הקדוש ברוך הוא אחד של עצם ואחד של בשר והוא שלישי בתוכם. Like the Gemara says, הקדוש ברוך הוא told the tongue, what more I could do for you so you shouldn't come outside and speak לשון הרע. I made you know the מחיצה made out of teeth, you know the bones, and I made another מחיצה made out of flesh, the lips. So he said, you have the lips, you have the teeth, then the tongue is inside. So the tongue is number three. That's why they said the Gemara calls it Lashon Telita'e. It's called Lashon Telita'e. It kills three people. Who are these three people? The person who said Lashon Hara, the person who spoke Lashon Hara about him, and the person who accepts Lashon Hara. All these three people, they die because of Lashon Hara. Rashi says here, how come it kills three people? Rashi said, L'rachil atzmo, it kills him. The person who's speaking Lashon Hara is going to end up dying because of talking Lashon Hara. Why? Shemtoch meriba shenofelet ben ashnayim, horgin ze et ze. Because the person speaking Lashon Hara is making, speaking Lashon Hara between one person to the other, so he's making fight between these two people. And these two people, they're going to fight with each other, they're going to kill each other. Then Goel Hadam, their family, they're going to see why they died because of that person who spoke Lashon Hara. They're going to run after him and kill him also. So really, Lashon Hara had killed three people. That's what the Gemara says in Ma'arabah. But I saw something interesting. The Ben Ish Hai explains in Parashat Tetzaveh, in Od Yosef Hai. He says here that whatever it says in the Gemara, it kills three people. Ve'lo hayiti yodea ma haya ma'ase b'ma'arabah. Said the Ben Ish Hai, said, I never knew what the Gemara is referring to, that Lashon Hara kills three people. What the Gemara referring to? What b'ma'arabah? In Eretz Israel, they used to have a saying that Lashon Hara kills three people. So I never understood what was the story over there. What happened? The alzei havu nakte hay melita dekatil telata ki vaday al maase shehaya nakte hachi. For sure, something happened. That's why they said lashon hara kills three people. But what happened? Vekodim kama shanim, kodim kama shanim, netpas mechadash sefer anakra bet hamidrash shem asef bo mechaber midrashim ktanim veagadot shayu bechtibat yad. Visham huba maase achat. Over there I saw one ma'ase, and I amarti beli safek she'azot ha'ma'ase havu amri b'ma'araba melitsa zu. So for sure, on that story that was written in that sefer called Beit HaMidrash, he said, I have no doubt that that's what Gemara is referring to, what the story over there. Ma'ase she'haya kachaya, he said there was a guy that he had three daughters, and he had a problem with all his three daughters. No one wants to marry them. Why? Because he said one of them, she was very lazy. And the second one, she likes to steal from here and there. And the third one, she speaks Lashon Hara about everyone. No one wants to marry neither of them. Until he was looking for Shadchan to find him in Shidduchim, whatever. At the end, Bekitzur, at the end, the guy, he told him, I found you three Hatanim for you, three daughters. A perfect match. He told him, then the father told him, listen, you know that the problem with the daughters, one of them is she likes to steal. The other one, she's very lazy. The third one, she speaks Lashon Hara. Which hatan are you going to find for them? And he told him, don't worry. I found the best hatan, perfect match. I told him, what is it? He said, the girl, who's she lies, she all the times, you know, she's very lazy. He made her marry to someone. And that guy, the hatan's very rich. And he told him, you have to bring her a lot of maids to serve her. So now, you are lazy? Sit down, lazy. He told the maids, don't let her do anything in the house. She only sits. She wants to eat. You clean, you wash, you do the laundry, you do everything in the house. Don't make her do anything. Perfect match. Now she's lazy. She has a lot of khadames in the house. She doesn't need anymore. Baruch Hashem, she's fine. And the second one that she likes to steal, he brought her hatan that is very rich, and he put a lot of money next to her. Steal, whatever you want to steal. Steal, 100, steal 200, 1,000, 2,000. She has a lot of money. So he said, no problem. And third one that she speaks Lashon Hara, What happened? He found out a Hatan, and the Hatan, his father, the Hatan's father, it means her father-in-law, every time he used to come talk to her, and they give her the kabod, give her respect. He asked her, do you need anything we could help you? He was trying, you know, to calm her down, you know, to speak to her, and to calm her down, and they said everything was fine. That after, you know, a few years, the father, he went to check on his daughters what's going on. So he said that he went to the first daughter, that she was very lazy, and he went inside, and he asked her, how's marriage life, how's everything? He told him, Baruch Hashem, Yanuchu Berachot Arushcha, my dad. All the story brings it here, the Ben Shai, the Od Yosef Hai. Said everything's fine, she blessed her father, and everything's fine. The second one she likes to steal, told him, Baruch Hashem, my dad, perfect match, very good. Then he went to the third girl, the third daughter that she used to speak Lashon Hara. He told her, she only saw him walking in, she started to cry. Then he told her, what happened? What's going on? Why are you crying? What happened? Your husband's not behaving? What's going on? Then she told him, I never knew that you let me marry two men, the father and son, and made me marry them. Said, what are you talking about? Said, if you don't believe me, wait here, hide somewhere, and I'm going to show you. You'll see in your own eyes. Then we told you before that that lady she speaks, the daughter she speaks Lashon Hara, her father-in-law every day used to come to talk to her and to calm her down, to ask her, do you need anything we could help you? He used to talk to her. And now that her father came to check on her, she told him, hide in the closet, and you'll see in your own eyes what's going on. Then when her father-in-law, he walked in, she started talking to him, don't come closer to me, don't come here, don't touch me. Then her father hears it from inside, he sees him, that's not the Hatan, that's his father. He couldn't stand it, he went outside the closet, and he killed her father-in-law. And when her father-in-law, obviously, he was screaming. Then his kids, they came and they saw the her father was holding the knife and the blood still dropping off his hand. And they killed him. And then she was scared and they told her all this happened because of you and they killed her as well. So he said, Ben Ish Hai said, from here you see for sure that I have no doubt that that's the story that Gemara is referring to. Bima Araba used to say, after this story it happened to them, they used to say the person who speaks Lashon Hara, like that third daughter, it ended up killing three people. She ended up dying, and her father and her father-in-law, all these three people, they died. So that's why he said that the Abira of Lashon Hara, that's why he said the person should run away from it. And he continues also later on, he said that Fa'amun Vermon, he said, take a look, Alpihim Me'il, the top of the Me'il, from the top all the way to the bottom, all the way in the bottom you have the bells. So he said the bells are mechaper on Lashon Hara. What does it mean mechaper on Lashon Hara? It means the person who speaks Lashon Hara makes noise. So here he said, Shatu bashamayim pihem, uchunam tialach bar. From beginning to end, v'haya fi rosho betocho. What does it mean fi rosho betocho, the Pasuk said? From the mouth that he speaks, that, all the way on top, the collar, until the barim, Shatu bashamayim pihem, uchunam tialach bar. They make noise all the way in the barim. That's what the Gemara also brings down. When a person is holding sword, he wants to kill someone else, he kills them only if that someone else is standing next to him. But a person who speaks Lashon Hara, he could kill the person even if he's living in a different country. If he speaks bad about him, then people, they hear about him, someone over there is going to kill him. Why? Because he heard so much bad things about him, he's going to end up killing him. So even if he's not next to him, he's going to end up killing him. That's what he says, that how severe is the Abira of Lashon Hara. But he said here, the Ben Shai also continues, he said if that person, even if he speaks Lashon Hara, even though the Gemara said, the person who speaks Lashon Hara is worse than doing three Abirot, Abudah Zarah, Gelor, and Shfichud Damim. Nevertheless, he said, if he wants to do Teshuvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he opened up his arm, and he's willing to accept him with Teshuvah. That's why, even though the bells on the bottom, said it coming to be mechaper the person who spoke Lashon Hara, Yabo Dabar Shebakol Vechaper Al Dabar Shebakol, said nevertheless, how many bells you have in the bottom? You have 72. You have 72 in the bottom, Gematria Chesed. It means if that person is going to do Teshuvah, Hashem is going to accept him. Bechesed Ibrahim is going to accept his Teshuvah. Even though he was doing such a bad thing, speaking Lashon Hara, when he does Teshuvah, Hashem is going to accept his Teshuvah. Now, we have Gemara. We don't have so much time, but we have Gemara here in Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that the Tzadigim al Amud Beit. The Gemara says that Sefer Ezra. The Gemara said, "Michde kol milde Ezra Nehemia ben Hachaliah amrinhu." Nehemia ben Hachaliah, may ta'ama la kras sefra al shemei. So he says here, the Gemara says that all what it says in Sefer Ezra, who wrote Sefer Ezra? The Gemara said Nehemia. Nehemia and Navi, he wrote all the things that are written in Sefer Ezra. But nevertheless, it's called Sefer Ezra. It's not called Sefer Nehemia. Why it's not called Sefer Nehemia? All what he wrote, the Gemara said, they didn't take his name as if he wrote it. They took it as if Ezra Sofer wrote it. Why? If Nehemia wrote it, how come you're calling the Sefer Ezra if Nehemia wrote it? Chavra doesn't make sense. The Gemara said, you know why? Because he was Mahzik Toba Le'atzmo. Because he said, Zukhrali Elohai Le'toba. Even though he did a lot of good things for Am Israel, Nehemiah, you see in Sefer Nehemiah, he did a lot of things for Am Israel. Nevertheless, since that he was Mahzik Toba Le'atzmo, he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, take a look at the good things that I'm doing, as if he's showing off on his good deeds. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu said, all what you wrote in Sefer Ezra, all what you wrote, we're not going to call it Nehemiah, it's going to be called Ezra. There's no Sefer Nehemiah. We have only Sefer Ezra. And really, back at the times of the Gemara, even what Sefer Nehemiah that we have today in our time, we have Sefer Nehemiah, the Gemara calls it Sefer Ezra. We have many examples. You have Gemara also in Sukkah, you have Rashi, you have Gilyon HaShas. So there are many places. It's anywhere the Gemara refers to Sefer Nehemiah, it calls it Ezra. Why? Because back then, they had only one Sefer called Sefer Ezra. They did not used to have Sefer Nehemiah at all. No Sefer Nehemiah. Why? Because Kibyachol was showing off. That's why even what he wrote, it's not called after his name. It's called after Ezra. That's what it says in the Gemara. And I saw here something interesting that brings down Maran Ahidah and Marita Ayin. He quotes here from Rabbi Chaim Vital. He says, If I read in Sefer HaZiyonot Lemaharchu B'chtabiyat Shekatab Shehegid Lo B'chalom Rabbeinu HaRizal Rabbeinu HaRizal told Rabbi Chaim Vital Deben Rishon Bat Sheba Shemet Who was the first son that David HaMelech got from Bathsheba and he died, who was that son? In the Psukim says that he was born and he was sick and he died. We don't know his name. But Rabbeinu HaRizal told Rabbi Chaim Vital, do you know whose that son was? He was Nehemia. Who was Adam Gadol, Shaya Adam Gadol. Wulfi Shemet Bathehala Kodem Mila Velo Zakha L'Shem As Gam Ahar Kach Lo Nukra Sefer Al Shemu Ad Kan Debarav. They said, since that he passed away before they did the Brit Milah to him, that son that David HaMelech got from Bathsheba, the first son that he died before they did the Brit Milah for him. Usually they give the name at the time of Brit Milah. Since that he died before he did the Brit Milah, so they didn't give him a name. That's why he said his book, who was that son? It was Nehemia. Later on he came by Gilgul. And he wrote Sefer Nehemia, but since that he did not have a name before, that's why he didn't have a name after. Even all what he wrote after, it's not called after his name. And here he says also Maran Ahidah, he said, even though Einenu Haro'ot, Dezeh Kama Me'ot Shanim, Ufrat Me'et Shiasa Tpus Ba'olam, Deyesh Sefer Ezra Lehud, Deyesh Sefer Nehemia Lehud. What the Gemara are talking about? Today we have Sefer Nehemia, we do have Sefer Ezra, we do have Sefer Nehemia, we have both Sfarim. What the Gemara is saying? Ella, he said, no. Back then of the Gemara, they used to have only one Sefer called Sefer Ezra. Even what today we call it Sefer Nehemiah, and what today we call Sefer Ezra, everything back then was called Sefer Ezra. Only later on, after with the all these years, that Nehemiah, Kibyachol, he got enough punishment for that. And he quotes here also, I don't have time here, he said he quotes Rabban Gamliel, he was Abar Nesiut because of this. So the Kapara and the Busha that Rabban Gamliel went through, it was Mechaper on Nehemia. That's why later on, he earned that half of what he wrote called after his name. But really, all what he wrote in Sefer Ezra and Sefer Nehemia, everything, he wrote it. Nevertheless, since that he said Zukhrali Elokai Letoba, because he said that sentence, that's why the Sefer was not called after his name. And even today that we do have Sefer Ezra and we do have Sefer Nehemia, still Sefer Nehemia is not counted one of the 24 Sfarim of the Torah. We have the Tanakh, we have 24 Sfarim. They are called, we have Sefer Ezra. Nehemia is not counted over there. Why? Because it's 24 Sfarim. That's what it brings down over here. Now we could see here what the Hatam Sofer tells us here. The Kuf Samech Alef Amud Bet says here in Parashat Pekudeh, V'yitlinut ha'pa'amuni betuch harmoni, M'zeh mistayaya haramban, L'faresh ayu pa'amuni betuch harmoni mamash. The Pasuk in our Parashat says, and they put the pa'amunim betuch harmoni. They put the bells inside the pomegranate. That's exactly what the Ramban wrote. And this Pasuk al-Khawra is against Rashi. With lucky Pirush Rashi, Shaya ben harmonim. But according to Rashi, he said there was a bell and pomegranate. Bell and pomegranate. But according to Ramban, it was pomegranate, bell underneath. Pomegranate, bell underneath. Pomegranate, bell underneath. He said from this Pasuk, said, Ve'etanu te pa'amonim betoch harmonim. Sounds like the Ramban. Rashi over there also said, it says inside them, that's against Rashi. Rashi over there, he said, Benehem, Betucham, it means Benehem, in between them. But he said, it's Mahloket Rashi and Ramban, that's what you just read. He continues here, said, Velule de Mstefina, Haiti Omer, de Elu Velu, de Vre Elokim Haim. Said, the Pirush of Rashi and the Pirush of the Ramban, they're both of them are true. How is that possible? Ki haya pa'amon belormon. ואחר כך פעמון ורמון בתוכו, ואחר כך פעמון בלא רמון, ואחר כך רמון ופעמון בתוכו. He said, both פירושים, Rashi and the Ramban, they're both are true. Why? Because on the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol, they used to have one bell, and next to it, one pomegranate and bell underneath. And then you have one bell, then pomegranate bell underneath. He combined the Pirush of Rashi and the Ramban together. That both of them are true. That means that it's a combination of Pirush Rashi and the Ramban together. That's what it says over here. He said, Luledim Stefina, said that's a big Hadush is telling us here. We never heard this Hadush, but that's what Hadam Sofer is saying. That's what it was. But what's the lesson behind it? What is it coming to teach us? He says, V'chen haya al shuleh me'il saviv saviv. V'haremez al pi ma she'amru hazal masichet arachin, that the me'il was mechaper on lashon hara. Bin Rali, the love davka hamdaber ra' al habiro, said not only the person who speaks bad about his friend is called talking lashon hara and he needs kapara from the me'il, not only this guy, ela gam hamdaber tov al atzmo, umitpa'er kach v'kach asiti ma'asim tobim, haynu mamash kmo lashon hara al habiro. Said not only if the person speaks bad about his friend is called lashon hara, also when a person speaks good about himself and he shows off, take a look how much good I do, take a look at what I did this, I did that, it was mitpa'er and his ma'asim, this guy is exactly doing the same exact abira, he's talking lashon hara about others. When you're showing off what you're doing as if you're putting others down. What do you mean you're showing off? You're saying, take a look what I did this, I did that. That means other did not do this, other did not do that. So it's exactly, you're putting others down also. That's also called lashon hara. When a person is praising his actions, he's doing something good, and showing off that he did something good, is also called speaking lashon hara. He said, "Umi lanu gadol min Nehemiah. Who do we have bigger than Nehemiah and Nabi?" And the Gemara said, "Ne'inash al umro zochrali elohai letoba." That's what we just read from the Gemara Sanhedrin. Because Nehemiah, even all the good deeds, the good deeds that he did with Am Israel, he made a lot of takanot for Am Israel. They read Sefer Nehemiah, a lot of things he did for Am Israel. And nevertheless, Hashem punished him. Why? Because he said, Zochrali Elokali Toba. Rabban Shal Olam, he was saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, take a look at the good deeds that I did. Even though he really did the good deeds. And he was a big Nabi. He did a lot of things for Am Israel. But since that Kibyachol, on his level, he was showing off a little bit. That's why Hashem punished him. And even his Sefer was not called Sefer Nehemiah, it was called Sefer Ezra. Until later on, as we said from Maran Hida. Today we do have two Sfarim, but nevertheless, even Sefer Ezra, Nehemiah wrote it. Still called Sefer Ezra. Why? Because Hashem punished him, because he Kibyachol was showing off. על כן, he said, מכל שכן, מי שאינו מתכוון, אלא רק להתפאר. He said, for sure, when Nehemiah, he was saying this to הקדוש ברוך הוא, he was only trying to be, מלמד זכות על עם ישראל, said, רבונו של העולם, remember the good deeds that I did, and help עם ישראל. He was doing it only for the benefit of עם ישראל. Nevertheless, Hashem punished him. He said, כל שכן, if someone is מתפאר, only for the purpose of showing off only, he said, for sure, that person, is considered as if speaking lashon hara. Said ve'alkein hayu ha'pa'amonim mechaperim al lashon hara ve'harmonim im ha'pa'amonim betucham mechaperim al meleim mizvot karamon u'mashmiim kolot b'chutzot. He said the bells alone they are mechaper on those who speak lashon hara about others, and the pomegranate with the bell underneath, that's mechaper on those who are really filled with mitzvot, like a pomegranate, filled like a pomegranate, but still they're making noise on the bottom. Take a look how much I did this, I did that. They're also speaking Lashon Hara. For these two people, we need kapara for them. That's why you need the bell to be mechaper on those who spoke Lashon Hara about others, and the pomegranate and bell underneath, this to be mechaper on those who are meleim mitzvot like a ramon, like a pomegranate, but they're making a lot of noise on the bottom. Take a look how much I did. Those also need kapara. That's what the ma'id of the Kohen Gadol is mechaper on the person who speaks Lashon Hara about others, and also on the person who's showing off about his ma'asim tobim. He also needs kapara. That's what he says over here. ועדרך זה אמרתי רמז בפסוק בזר נתן לאביונים סתקתו עומדת לעל, פירוש כי מנתינת צדקה ישובח גם זה האיש המפאר את עצמו, שאפילו לנסות הקדוש ברוך הוא יותר, מכל שכן לפאר את עצמו בזה. וזהו פיזר נתן לאביונים. He said, we have one exception to this, that if someone's giving tzedakah, he is allowed כביכול to show off that he's giving a lot of tzedakah. Why? Because really he's me'aseh others to give the same idea Maran Ahidah also brings down. He's causing others to donate as well. If the person is donating something, kibyachol is telling others, take a look how much I donated here, how much I donated there, other people, they would also want to do like him. So the anim, they're going to enjoy it. That's why he said, that person who's giving tzedakah, you are allowed to be mefarsem osse tzedakah. Why? Because maybe others are going to learn also from him, and the aniyei Yisrael, they're going to gain from it. So he said, that's the only exception to the rule that you have. If someone's giving tzedakah, that's also they have the Rashba, also he tells us, in Shailot Shubot, he said there's mitzvah to be mefarsim, the person who gave tzedakah, said they asked the Rashba, he said, the guy who donated chandelier, donated something to the shul, should he put his name, is he allowed to put his name that this mezuzah is donated by so-and-so, this door, this entrance donated by so-and-so, are you allowed to put it? Is it good to put it? What should he do? Then the Rashbai answered them, said, the good thing to put it. Why? Because when people, they're going to see that this thing is donated by this guy, that thing donated by that guy, then more people, they want to come to donate on their own. So here, see, that's the exception to the rule. All the other mitzvot that a person, if he's doing mitzvah and he's showing off in front of others that he did that mitzvah, he needs kapara, that's why he needs the ma'il. But if someone giving tzedakah, when he gives tzedakah, then you are allowed to show off kibyachol a little bit. Why? Because you're teaching others to also do the same thing. That's what the pasuk says here. Pizar natan le'abionim. Someone's giving tzedakah. He's giving le'abionim tzedakah. And he's showing off. He's telling others what he did. He said, sidkato amit la'ad. Still, he gets his reward 100%. Why? Because he's showing others also to do the same thing. That's what he said. Vizeu pizar natan le'abionim. Pizar z'rashe tibot. Pa'amon zahab v'rmon. The pomegranate and the bell underneath, we said that the person is filled with mitzvot like a pomegranate and he's making a lot of noise. That take a look, shufuni anas, how much I did mitzvot. So this guy said he needs kapara, but if he's doing it for tzedakah purposes, then others could donate more for the tzedakah. I said that's fine. Said pirush shemashmi akolo bintinato laabionim mekol makom schato amedet la'ad. That's what he says over here. This is the idea that here he tells us here the Hatam Sofer's beautiful thought. And with this, we could come back by Ezrat Hashem, and we explained. We said that really the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, when he wears the me'il, what is avodah of Kohen Gadol? His job is to be melamed zechut on Am Israel. That's the idea that the Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol, he must wear these things. Why? To show us that really all Am Israel, they are meleim mitzvot like Ramon. Even those who really the du'a birot, rekanim shibach, still meleim mitzvot karmon. And the raya, the proof to this, is mahawal kedushat shemicha. Take a look, how much of Am Israel they're dying al kedush Hashem. That shows that really, all the abirot that they do, it's only from on the outside, but really on their inside, in their heart, they're still so much connected with the kedush baruch hu. And the avodah of the kohen is to be melamed zikut on Am Israel. That's all avodah. Ki siftei kohen shmeru da'at, v'torai bakshu umpihu ki malach Hashem tzibaotum. That's why Hachaim tell us that the Kohen, his avodah is to tell kibyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make noise in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Am Israel, they're doing a lot of mitzvot. That's why if the Kohen Gadol does not have the pa'amonim and the ramonim, the Ramban and the Or HaHayim HaKadosh said the Kohen Gadol is hayab mita. Why? Because really Am Israel, they're all of them meleim mitzvot like a ramon. That's avodah of the Kohen Gadol to be melamed zechut on Am Israel. And all around in the bottom, you have 72 pa'amonim like we said, as Gematria Hesed, to show us that even if that person did the worst avirot, avodah zarah, gedor ayot, shfichut damim, and lashon hara was worse than all these three avirot, if he wants to do the teshuvah like the Od Yosef Chai said, he has 72 pomegranates in the bottom. This gematria chesed, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to accept his teshuvah. That's the avodah of the Kohen Gadol to be melamed zechut on Am Israel. Be'ezer Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should learn for all of us. Be'ezer Hashem, should always be melamed zechut on Am Israel. Be'ezkei legula shenaman mera be'yamenu. Amen be'yamen. Rabbi Hanan, Menachshu, Omer, Asakosh, Baruch Hu, Zekot, Israel, Yifichach. Rabbi Hanan.